With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Bad news may be rolling into Southern California in the next 24 hours or so. Forecasters say potentially strong, gusty winds should be arriving by Tuesday, and that is something the firefighters just do not need. The death toll from the fires has reached 16, but another 16 are missing and feared dead. Some homeowners in the Pacific Palisades area returned to their neighborhoods, and it was gut-wrenching for a lot of them. Greg Benton says there's one thing he wants to find.
Family heirlooms that are the ones that really hurt the most. We can build a new house, but my father told me his grandmother, so my great-grandmother's wedding ring is somewhere in this pile of ash.
Also at SRNnews.com, changes may be on the way in health care coverage.
The Supreme Court has agreed to consider some reinstating preventative care coverage requirements under the Affordable Care Act that were struck down by a lower court. The case came before the High Court after the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with employers who argued they can't be forced to provide full insurance coverage for things like medication to prevent HIV and some cancer screenings. The lower court ruling chipped away at the program sometimes referred to as Obamacare, but did not apply to all preventative care coverage. Ron Taylor reporting.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Biden speaking on the phone today in the latest efforts to reach a ceasefire and hostage release in the war. Talks mediated over the last year have repeatedly stalled. Weather situation beginning to improve somewhat in the southwest now, which has been taking a beating with heavy snow and ice, making travel dicey throughout the past 2 to 3 days. This is SRN News. Your pastor wants you to read the Holy Bible.
A lot of churchgoers only hear the scriptures on Sunday morning, but the vast majority of America's Protestant clergymen wish that wasn't so. A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds 99% of pastors encourage the people in the pews to get into the Bible at home. The study finds that clergy use a lot of different inducements, including the offer of a free Bible to anybody that wants one, and regular reminders from the pulpit and on social media. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New report from the Journal of the American Medical Association revealing the spread of transgenderism among the country's children. Looking at insurance claims from 2018 through 2022, the association concludes that thousands of adolescents receive puberty-blocking drugs and hormone shots in order to live as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Winter weather often causing flight delays and cancellations, and what can you do about it?
Experts have tips on what to do when your itinerary gets scrambled by a storm. Airlines are required to provide refunds for customers whose flights are canceled for any reason. Airlines will try to put you on a later flight, but that depends on the availability of open seats. Go ahead and ask if the airline will book you on another carrier. They aren't required to, but some airlines will on a case-by-case basis. Airlines also are not required to cover lodging and meals for passengers who are stranded. John Scott reporting.
California man says his two cats died, a third hospitalized after he fed them raw milk, recalled for bird flu risk. He says the animals drank the milk, recalled from Raw Farm of Fresno, California. The third cat, though, had to be hospitalized for some time. More details at SRNnews.com.